Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
This moment would be better on a beach.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your chance to run away with Big and Rich.
Big and Rich.
Run away with John Rich and Big Ken.
Big and Rich. And we're here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We want you to join us there.
Thanks to Twix.
Our friends at Twix, we just heard, they're going to pay airfare and hotel.
Left Twix, unmistakably cookie, caramel, and chocolate. Right Twix, distinctively caramel, chocolate, and cookie. And you could be rolling around on the beach of Punta Cana at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel. Punta Cana's rockstar all-inclusive resort.
Room service for everyone.
All-inclusive, awesome. For you, your bud, and Big and Rich.
Baby, when I look at you.
Fly round trip on Delta Airlines. See Big and Rich live. Thanks to Twix. Log on to escapewithbiganrich.com.
Go to escapewithbiganrich.com.
Escapewithbiganrich.com and be a winner.
Escapewithbiganrich.com.
See you there.
Experience rock and roll decadence on the front row of paradise. Recharge your inner rock star by azure waters and white sand beaches. Amp up with unmatched style and service and $1,800 limitless resort credit for golf, spas, tours, and more. The all-inclusive Hard Rock Hotels in Cancun, Punta Cana, Vallarta, Riviera Maya, and coming soon, Los Cabos and Riviera Cancun. All day, all night, all included. Call 888-762-5002 or visit hrhallinclusive.com.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Check out the Score's new lineup. Molly and Hanley mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. 25 years and counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. The Cats host Nebraska this Thursday at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. We start in the NHL as the Blackhawks host Tampa tonight. They go for their fourth consecutive win. The Lightning have dropped their last three. They sit at the bottom of the Atlantic Division with 47 points. Marcus Kruger was activated from injured reserve and could play tonight. NBA, the Bulls play in Orlando as they go for back-to-back wins. The Magic are 10 games under 500. They've lost 8 of their last 10. Jaren Grant gets the start tonight at point guard. Dwayne Wade made some news at shoot-around this morning, saying he would leave the team if the mediocrity continued. The Bulls are currently 22-23, just a half a game ahead of Milwaukee for the eighth seed in the East. The Clippers' Blake Griffin is listed as probable for tonight. It would be his first game since December 18th. NFL Bears guard Josh Sitton was named to his third Pro Bowl in 3 years.
It's a great honor. It's always been a goal of mine every year. I think it's a goal of most guys. And just like every time in the past, it's an honor to me, and it's an honor to the guys that I played with. You know, I couldn't have... couldn't have done it without the dudes around me.
The dudes. I think he's pretty honored for this recognition. Sitton is entering his second season of a three-year deal with the team. Steelers QB Ben Roethlisberger told the Pittsburgh radio station during his weekly segment he is not committed to a 14th NFL season. He's evaluating all options. MLB. The Cubs have a deal in place with left-handed starter Brett Anderson pending a physical. Anderson has appeared in 65 games over the last five seasons. That's not good. The Dodgers acquired second baseman and leadoff hitter Logan Forsythe from the Rays in exchange for pitching prospect Jose De Leon, and Evan Longoria is not happy about that trade at all. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. Now at CeCe's. Take your taste buds on a ride with three new pizzas, Kansas City Pulled Pork Barbecue, Santa Fe Chicken, and the Philly Cheesesteak. All three part of the unlimited buffet for just five and change, available for a limited time. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Howard Buick GMC.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
That hot garbage game, that set basketball back years. And Friday night, dude,
that was the tickets at the top of Magic City game. That's when you get there a night before, and you know, you maybe go to a Buckhead Bobber Bar, or you get yourself a couple of hookahs, and you, not hookahs.
A couple of hookahs.
A couple of hookahs, and then you sit down and hang out for a little bit.
What was even more damning was in garbage time, Fred's like, okay, bums, attack.
Bums, assemble.
I call on ye, bums, do my bidding.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Matt Bowen.
I still think of Tulio right now because he can move around so much. The touchdown he caught yesterday from an inside alignment, just a shallow crossing route. He has something everyone else has in terms of the route running. Not as great of a route runner as Antonio Brown. Doesn't have the elite separation speed of Odell Beckham Jr., but he has some of it. And I think in that play yesterday, you saw the entire skill set. When he beat the corner off the line of scrimmage, basically threw him off. Gunter had a good position, good footwork, collision with his hands, and Julio said, you're not going to stop me. Threw him off, separated across the field. You saw the open field speed, and then Damaris Randall tried to tackle him by the sideline. He said, no, it's not going to happen. The most complete player right now at the wide receiver position.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Everybody at the Senior Bowl so fired up. You know, Matt Miller today, we had to dump him at one point. And, you know, Matt Bowen's all excited. All the football.
The football-y guys are footballing
it's
up
young
there.
Football, too, so it's I care football. It's job interview
yes,
football.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
It's football. It's bad coaching staffs trying to show people that they can do their thing football. Yeah. It's Mobile and Alabama. Like, everybody's just sitting there drenched in the syrup of the South.
Not scissor from the South.
And not Zipser of the South. Shout out to Mark Jolla, by the way. Sipping on some Zipser will be coming out on the Bernstein and Goff soundtrack sooner rather than later.
Let's put it this way. It'll never get completely comfortable for me, the idea of this parade of naked black men in Alabama and people taking notes.
Poking and prodding you?
That's the value of this naked black man.
You see, he's got all... You see, he's got all his molars, too. His bicuspids are still intact. And you can breed him with the other ones.
No, sir, you can't do that. I can't?
Yeah, dude.
I can't breed these football players?
The combine has always been like that.
Yeah, the combination of that imagery and all the homoeroticism that's flowing everywhere.
You see this guy's junk?
Well, look at this.
God, look at that.
Look at the ass on that one.
The majesty of this young man. He's going to get bigger and bigger as he goes on. Nah, it's always a little weird. A little weird.
Guys at the hotel bar like... Yeah, you see the V-shaped back of that wide receiver? Oh, you better believe I did.
Man,
is it 9 o'clock already? Oh, jeez.
Football. You playing in the tightest pants unless you're Kyle Farnsworth.
But baseball you got the whole bat thing. It's like,
but you got overtly heterosexual baseball dudes who are walking around spitting dip on people's shoes and telling the Dominicans to stay in their corner over there. And if Carl Everett's on your team, telling him to stay over there. It's, baseball tries a lot harder.
Not everybody's Luke Scott.
Most Jeff Kent.
Most guys are.
I'm just saying. You don't have a lot of room. Pac-Man, Adam Jones.
Adam Jones.
Dude, in the times that we are in right now, I don't know how Pac-Man Jones is still alive. Like, Pac-Man Jones has had more run-ins with the law and come away unscathed than anybody I've ever seen before on that high a profile. Like, usually you catch a bullet, you catch a beatdown,
a taser.
Something happens. Adam Pac-Man, if you guys didn't hear about this, Adam Pac-Man Jones got arrested for an incident in a hotel where he was poking a hotel attendant in the eye, started out like arguing with him or her, I believe. And then the police come, he starts to headbutt a nurse and then spit on the police. And then he gets in the back of a police car. And do we have it? Or we don't have it? He gets in the back of a police car and tells the police officer to SMD.
Mm-hmm.
Tells the police officer that he hopes he dies soon. Says he's trying to get on TV. Is that why you pulled me over? Not knowing the whole time that he's being recorded, he tells the police officer to open the window so everyone can get it on tape. Open that window so they can hear what's going on. And the police officer's like, nope. They can hear you all right. And I got the video from my uncle, who's a cop, this morning. I had to text him. I'm like, I'm surprised in these times that Pac-Man Jones is still...
Shall we kill him?
Right, he's still among the walking.
Is he allowed to talk like that, or should we just kill him?
That dude, and right. Since the Bengals, I mean, at some point, don't you have to release him? Like, at some point, Adam Jones can't be on your football team, right?
But he's built up so much scar tissue, and at that team... When you get,
but they, you know, but the Chris Henry thing was years ago.
Vontaze Burfict.
Is he an idiot off the field too? See, I think
in college he was white.
But he was in college. Since he's been in the league, has there been Vontaze Burfict issues?
Chris Henry, don't forget, turned his life around.
Well, he fell off. He hit his head. He fell off the back of a truck.
And that's because the truck was moving. Yeah, and he was still on top of it.
His lady.
He's chasing slamming love. The top of it like he's the Terminator. You know, like
the, just running?
Yeah, no, the Robert Patrick Terminator.
Oh, with the
thingy. Like
the knife arm thing?
Yeah, the hook thingy that goes into the top of the car.
The
right?
Terry Teagle thing where he
Stop.
Goes.
Gratuitous Terry Tony Teagle references.
No, but Adam, I don't know if you guys have seen or heard this video, but if you get a chance, after you watch it, you got to ask yourself how that young man is still alive and the restraint by that police officer, because he would have, in any other city without dash cams, he would have had himself a whole face full of nightsticks.
Garbage.
Yeah. I just picture it being in it's Marge Gunderson driving, and I assume that's your accomplice in the wood chipper.
Oh, 219 never fails. Just another thug. Black Lives Matter. Thank you for listening, sir. And good day to you, sir.
All caps, too. All
right. Just another thug.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Are you saying that just another thug because Black Lives Matter, or are you saying
that's
just
clearly a
thug
Black Lives Matter?
Black Lives Matter,
right? Okay, he really right. Thinks that.
Just making sure.
Now regarding
can't see through your flag avatar,
or wait, flag or fish?
Flag, fish, dog.
Bible quote.
Inanimate object. Eagle.
Sports logo.
Patriots logo.
Oh, that's a different type.
Patriots
there.
Logo.
My favorite guy is guy whose Twitter name is his team's record.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Cubs 103-58. Yeah, that guy's always fun to talk to.
What did you very casually yesterday mentioned? Yeah, I just get the fish and flags guys.
Yeah. Fish flag dog guy. Yeah. You get fish flag dog.
I love my dog and I love Jesus and you're a dirty Jew.
Burn in hell, right. you miserable Jew.
Right.
Corinthians 1:13.
Philippians or whatever it is.
Filipinos?
Wait a minute, what are you? It's like Philippians or Philippians.
Yeah, no,
I don't know what
Philippians,
it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, it's no, like, and it's always...
I love my Lord and I hate Jews.
It's always the fish guy who's like, hey man, don't lump all of us fish guys in. And then you scroll back in their timeline like, oh, no, I should lump you in.
Exactly.
You're central cast. With your fish flag, you know, the pit bull guys. I saw an American flag pit bull face riding an eagle the other day.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God. And I was like, this is the most
like the dog or the singer?
No, not pit bull.
Yeah,
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Darling. No. He pit bull riding an eagle, and the pit bull had the American flag colors over it. And I'm sitting there like, this is...
That's peak Twitter.
Yeah, this is a level right? of American that I just... I cannot get down with,
I love the description of Pitbull. I forgot where I read this. this. It might, it was Albert Bernecco or maybe David Roth or one of these writers who are way better than I am. He described Pitbull as something. He's like smiling and wearing a nicely fitting gray suit, looking rather like an overenthusiastic cell phone salesman.
Just, like, yeah, I can sign, I'm gonna get you on the I'm on a right. great plan.
Sign you it's up for Cricket Wireless right as you walk in.
This unlimited data.
Say what you want about Pitbull.
Pitbull, I like him.
Pitbull was messing around, making songs for like his block and his hood, you know, it was going double plastic when his albums came
not
out.
Double wood.
Not double wood. That's okay. A different level.
Right.
But all of a sudden, he turned it around and started making, you know, those anthems for people. Next thing
no one
know,
has done more with less than Pitbull.
Hey, Flo Rida is on line one for you, though. Calm down. Pretty much,
sir, we have Flo Rida calling.
Anybody, any brother or hip-hop entity that's like, you know what? It's the Jordan. It's the Jordan philosophy. Republicans buy shoes, too. It's the white people listen to rap, too. Flo Rida and Pitbull have made millions messing around with you, Dan Bernstein.
Next thing you know, they're part of the Pitch Perfect soundtrack.
Exactly.
And cutting
get
checks.
You're on Shrek 5 all of a sudden, and you're bringing in that Eddie Murphy money. So shout out to Pitbull.
Whistle Baby's a good song.
See? There it is. That's how it starts.
It's good.
That's how it starts.
I like it.
That's how it starts.
So, Rudy has a note here. He says, well, here's what I don't get about Wade's comments. What did anyone with a TV think the results of this season would be? That goes for the Bulls front office, for the fans, and for Dwayne Wade. The day they finished up, moving Rose, Noah, etc., they bring in Rondo and Wade. I said, cool, different movie. Spoiler alert, it ends in the first round out. And now it's like, wait a minute, I think this team might suck. And you could tell this team might suck months ago, and Wade should have known it.
But guess what? Basketball told Wade he wasn't good this year. Dwayne Wade played 76 games last year. Dwayne Wade was efficient in certain spots, not so efficient in other spots. This year, you know, Sam Mitchell, I'll never forget. So he's sitting back, and we were smoking cigars together. He's like, Jason, it's like one day I woke up, couldn't play ball no more. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I woke up, couldn't hit a shot, couldn't run down the court. He's like, the week before, I was knocking down everything. So these dudes fall off the cliff. We think football
God,
players,
I love Sam Mitchell.
We think football players fall off. Basketball players wake up and are dead.
I've seen it. I saw it at the minor league level. I saw when we signed Ralph Sampson. And we got all excited. Wow. And Ralph's like, I'm good.
And basketball
good.
Told him he wasn't.
And then we saw Ralph and said, Ralph ain't good. Dude, because that's not quote-unquote running.
It's the hardest thing, too, is to tell an old guy that he isn't good anymore in nice ways, nice terms.
Hey, man. When I remember talking to Richard Dent.
Like Jimmy Butler's, you know, good thing they're on the same side of this thing because those bars would be coming hot and heavy in the media if Jimmy and Dwayne weren't friends.
When Richard Dent came back to the Bears.
The 49ers stint? After the 49ers
he
stint?
Came back.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember the day they signed him, and it was a big deal, and he just couldn't do it. And I talked to him about it, and he kept saying, I just got to get my legs up under me. I got to get my legs up under
that
me.
That high ass, they were already under you.
And
Richard,
you know,
Richard's ass is on his
he
neck.
He was all about leverage and all about, I mean, the guy, there's just a couple simple things he did better than anybody else. And man, I finished that conversation, and I said, this,
is it?
You don't get to get your legs up under you when you can't play anymore. It's just it's not happening. That switch isn't getting flipped.
How many great athletes have actually understood their time, though? You know, Barry Sanders walked away.
Sandy Koufax. Jim Brown.
Jim wanted to do other things, though, and he was tired of being controlled by the
now
man.
Now he's making America great again. That guy.
Don't let me start.
That, of all people, Jim Brown.
Might as well
come on now.
Might as well throw a taste mask on that
come
man.
On. Get that man a taste mask. This is good.
Right. It's a big old piece of fried chicken from the orange emperor.
This thought from Jeff in Roscoe Village, always good on Bulls. Said, I feel like a broken record. But every game, Jimmy Butler plays 38 high leverage, do everything minutes. His value declines. He's already 27. It's older when you're talking about a star a team would like to build around for the future. How much better is Butler going to get? I know his ascent's been staggering. I don't see any further improvement from where he is now. Are we sure he's a number one on a champion? We've seen the aging of two-way wings that attack the basket, and the drop-off happens quickly. Exhibit A is the guy playing next to him now. I love Butler as a player. I've loved watching his development. His best value to the long-term future of the Bulls is playing somewhere else. Because by the time the Bulls are able to reconstruct their roster, the best years of Butler will have been wasted. I see three options for the Bulls. One, stay the course. Hope to attract free agents next summer to a team with Butler and Wade. It's the gamble, given the ages of potential free agents that could attract, lack of long-term sustainability. The other is to trade assets right now for draft picks and arguably the best draft since 2003 to make over a faulty roster. Boston's sitting there behind a flawed Cavaliers team with plenty to give, and dealing Butler and others might not seem appealing in the short term. It might anger those fans that have appreciated the work of Butler. But if the Bulls really care about delivering a winner for the long haul, trading pieces away is the best option.
All right, let me throw some things at you here then. Kevin Garnett, all right, he goes to Boston July 1st, 2008. It's dealt for Ryan Gomes, Gerald Green, Al Jefferson, Theo Ratliff, Sebastian Telfair, and two first-round picks in the 2009 NBA draft.
It became?
I'd say.
Okay. I would like to know that. Yeah. Right.
I'm just looking at blockbuster trades, like star trades. Shaquille O'Neal gets traded for Lamar Odom, Caron Butler, Brian Grant, and two first-round draft picks. I'm sorry, one first-round draft pick in the 06 draft and a second-round pick in the 07 draft. And then they got Wilt Chamberlain here. We'll have to go back to that. Scottie Pippen becomes a Bull. Olden Polonies, that's a draft day trade, so that's not there. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Lakers. Boston Celtics, 1980. Who they trade in 1980? Oh, well, they traded for the Rookie of the Year, who became Larry Bird, the rights to Larry Bird. But looking at that Shaq trade and looking at that Kevin Garnett trade, not saying Jimmy Butler's on that level, no matter what you do, you have to make sure you get multiple draft picks so you give yourself a chance to get an unknown quantity.
That's why I don't think, even if you say they lose a Butler trade, and I get your point about you don't get, you don't get, usually if you're giving up the best player, you lose the trade.
Yeah, it's hard.
That's okay. I think it's okay to take the risk.
I'm not saying that to say don't trade him. I'm just saying know what's going to happen here.
Right.
It's not like you're going to get a Jimmy Butler caliber player back. I mean, how many names are you really going to name right now in the NBA before you get to Jimmy Butler? We know the five or six.
Yeah, 10 or 12, debatably.
Right. So you're not going to get anybody above him.
No, but you're still in this draft.
What do you want to be, though?
Picks.
What do you want to be and when do you want to be it? Because
I don't want to be this.
Tanking was great when two teams a year tried it. When two teams a year tried it, then everybody's all good. When five or six are trying it, then you have a problem. This CBA is supposed to mitigate tanking. We'll see how that works out with keeping players. And
how else do I get a great player? How do I get not good players, not your beloved core, how do I get a transcendent star?
Well, what happened to development? What happened to development and drafting as well?
That's what it is. It's drafting and development.
Right. Well, because the LeBrons of the world aren't going to come along. Those are once-in-a-generation players, probably once-in-every-other-generation type
Harden
players.
Harden or Westbrook or Curry.
But Harden, okay? Harden, he was a bench player until it was time for him to go, and Harden is a spectacular player. Russell Westbrook wasn't even the point guard on that UCLA team. Everybody had problems with him being the lead guard on that Oklahoma City team until they figured out who had the real nuts on that squad. Steph Curry. The reason why Steph Curry is on that $48 million deal is because of his ankles. And people saying, you know, I remember us having Derrick Rose versus Steph Curry talks about how anytime Steph Curry set foot in the United Center, Derrick Rose took it personal and killed him. Physically manhandled that kid.
I remember Steph Curry in the draft. And I remember saying, I like him as a specialized role-playing shooter guy.
Right. And he turned himself into the unanimous MVP. An NBA champion.
One of the greatest shooters of all time. Yep.
So you got to have, obviously, the raw materials, but the development of it as well.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Joe Colley's going to join us at 4. Hub Arkush at 5. A lot more to do. Don't go anywhere. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Check out our new lineup. Molly and Henley start your day live at 5. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, your new midday show, 9 a.m. to 1. In afternoons, it's Dan Bernstein teaming up with Jason Goff. And finally, it's Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10.
Yep.
After 25 years, the score is still the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Maybe you saw Johnny Manziel tweet at the president, quote, "Yo, POTUS, even I know how to stay away from the notification section on Twitter. Bleep will drive you crazy. Lead the country and let them hate." He then chased that with another which read, quote, "Control what you can control. Let the rest fall by the wayside," end quote. Johnny Manziel, telling the president what to do is pretty rich. Him being right is even richer. You especially have to like how he addressed the president, quote, "Yo, POTUS." And what are the odds that Trump responds? Manziel is more likely to get a response from the president of the United States than the president of an NFL team. But I'll say this, for the first time in a long time, he's actually tweeting some stuff that makes some sense. Really, the smartest thing he did was delete his account briefly, only to have it come back not long thereafter. But in reality, what he told POTUS was the first thing he said in a long time that makes any sense. I'm Jim Rome.
Start this right. Jeep days are here to start the new year, and Naperville Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram wants to save you thousands. Take $5,800 to $7,300 off new 2017 Jeep Cherokee and Grand Cherokee models, plus an additional $1,000 in owner loyalty rebates. Or choose 0% for 84 months on select new models. Naperville Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram at NapervilleJeep.com. Savings off MSRP on select new models. You must qualify. $1,190 per thousand finance. Expires at month's end.
This moment would be better on a beach.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your chance to run away with Big and Rich.
Big and Rich.
Run away with John Rich and Big Ken.
Big and Rich. And we're here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We want you to join us there.
Thanks to Twix.
Our friends at Twix, we just heard, they're going to pay airfare and hotel.
Left Twix, unmistakably cookie, caramel, and chocolate. Right Twix, distinctively caramel, chocolate, and cookie. And you could be rolling around on the beach of Punta Cana at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel. Punta Cana's rock star all-inclusive resort.
Good service for everyone.
All-inclusive, awesome. For you, your bud, and Big and Rich.
Baby, when I look at you.
Fly round trip on Delta Airlines. See Big and Rich live. Thanks to Twix.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Log on escapewithbiganrich.com.
Go to escapewithbiganrich.com to hit
escapewithbiganrich.com and be a winner.
Escapewithbiganrich.com.
See you there.
Experience rock and roll decadence on the front row of paradise. Recharge your inner rock star by azure waters and white sand beaches. Amp up with unmatched style and service and $1,800 limitless resort credit for golf, spas, tours, and more. The all-inclusive Hard Rock Hotels in Cancun, Punta Cana, Vallarta, Riviera Maya, and coming soon, Los Cabos and Riviera Cancun. All day, all night, all included. Call 888-762-5002 or visit hrhallinclusive.com.
Is your wallet feeling a little lighter after the holidays? Start the new year off right with WOW. Not only will you get $180 in savings when you sign up for an annual plan, but we'll also help you find the right TV and internet package to make the most of your new tech gifts. Right now you can get the popular bundle of 30 megabits per second internet, TV, and your choice of one premium channel for as little as $64.99 per month. This offer only goes until February 6th, so don't miss out. Hurry and sign up today. Call 1-844-WOWNOW8 for more details.
The Home Depot has a new idea, free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees, just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
This week,
make history.
This week in 1985, the recording took place for We Are the World. This week in 1986, the first group of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were inducted. Madonna started divorce proceedings for the second time from husband Sean Penn this week in 1989. And this week in 2012, Adele broke records when her album 21 hit 16 weeks at number one. This week in 1962, Jackie Robinson became the first black player elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. The PGA began a senior golf tour this week in 1980. This week in 1981, Mike Bossy became the first NHL player to score 50 goals in 50 games. Michael Jordan scored his 10,000th NBA point in his fifth season this week in 1989. This week in 1991 saw the first pure place kicker make the NFL Hall of Fame. And this week in 1998, Ricky Henderson rejoined the Oakland A's for the fourth time.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. The Cats host Nebraska this Thursday at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. We start in the NHL as the Blackhawks host the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight as they go for their fourth consecutive win. The Lightning have dropped their last three. They sit at the bottom of the Atlantic Division with 47 points. Marcus Kruger was activated from injured reserve and could play tonight. NBA, the Bulls are in Orlando as they go for back-to-back wins. The Magic are 10 games under 500, have lost 8 of their last 10. Jaren Grant gets the start tonight at point guard. Dwayne Wade made some news at shoot-around this morning saying he would leave the team if the mediocrity continued. The Bulls are currently 22-23, just a half a game ahead of Milwaukee for the eighth seed in the East. The Clippers' Blake Griffin is listed as probable for tonight. It would be his first game since December 18th. NFL Bears guard Josh Sitton was named to his third Pro Bowl in 3 years. Steelers QB Ben Roethlisberger told the Pittsburgh radio station during his weekly segment he is not committed to a 14th NFL season. He's evaluating all options. Major League Baseball, the Cubs have a deal in place with left-handed starter Brett Anderson pending a physical. Anderson has appeared in just 65 games over the last 5 seasons. And PGA, the Farmers Insurance Open tees off Thursday at Torrey Pines. Tiger makes his first PGA Tour start in 17 months, and he's paired with Dustin Johnson and Jason Day for the first 2 rounds. Johnson is currently ranked 3rd in the world, and Day is number 1. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out where 670 The Score will be on the road near you. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could fly to Mars.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
More fun every day.
Hello!
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
The greatest hits of Pitbull is what you're listening to right here on the
Fireball
Bernstein and Golf Show.
I like this song too.
Frank and Oak Park on the hook there.
Right.
Fireball.
When you go to Wingstop, do you get the lemon pepper wet, all flats, or do you get the Rick Ross special or the Father of Bel Air?
What's the Rick Ross special?
I believe it's like 35 wings and a bottle of Bel Air.
I spent $28 on Al's delivery last night.
What's wrong with you?
$28.
How many people eating that?
Me.
Fireball.
It is Frank.
I mean, Frank. Yeah. Al. I've never heard this song, so I don't know.
Really?
Dude. Come on,
does it make you want to dance?
No.
Put you in a little tropical mood?
No.
No?
No, I'm not about to dance on camera.
Dance for us, Jason.
I'm not about to dance on camera for you. How many times do I have to be put in a room where I'm the only one where y'all asking me to dance? It's not going to happen
today.
Touch
your hair.
Right, exactly. It's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow. And you ain't going to put no damn taste mask on me either. And who be putting up their clothes on my floor?
Where is my super suit?
Nah, man, Pitbull doesn't make it onto the old Samsung S Music app for me.
I put on B96 and the.
Oh, you'll hear a lot of Pitbull on B96.
The kids love it, and I learned to like what the kids like because they like to listen to it and make sure that the musical tastes are eclectic.
Yeah. If you're 16 and under, or if you consume a lot of tequila and squirt, B96 is right there for you.
Is that a noun or a verb?
Tequila and squirt.
You know? Well, if just punctuation here. You see what I mean?
I didn't mean it like that.
You consume a lot of tequila and consume a lot of
squirt.
Okay, consume a lot of tequila, and it's sort of like the definition of a panda. Eats, shoots, and leaves. Oh. That's the name of a book about. It's a great book about punctuation.
This is now we're getting into a Duke dormitory where a ball is
we're all high.
Like Capitol Hill.
No, it's a panda.
Conjunction juncture breaks out.
A panda walks into a restaurant, has his meal, takes out a gun, and kills everybody with the gun and walks out. And they say, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm a panda. Look at the definition. Look at the description. A panda eats, shoots, and leaves."
I like the steering wheel of my pants one better. That's
yar. That's driving me nuts. But that's not a panda. That's a pirate.
I know it's not a panda. I'm just telling you. I like that joke better than that
one.
Wouldn't
make any sense.
You're forcing me to listen to Pitbull. You want me to dance on camera, and you're telling me bad jokes.
Why did the policeman smell?
I don't know why.
He was on duty. Al in Romeoville, you're on the score.
And you blew it! You blew it!
Hello, Al.
What's up, Al?
Yes. Yes, I was listening to you guys. You guys are funny.
Thank you.
The whole thing with Dwayne Wade, you know, he only brought him here to sell tickets. You know, they introduced him last and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew he was done. I mean, that's why Miami didn't sign him.
Al is getting a big chuckle out
that's
all
right.
Of this.
No, Al, that was sort of the point of the earlier email. It's like, how good did you really think the Bulls would be?
Who, the fans, the front office, or Dwayne? There's three different factions
answers
right there.
It depends. Maybe Dwayne Wade thought he was better at basketball.
Yeah, and he found out he wasn't as good as he used to be as recently as last year.
Which is not fun for anybody to deal with.
And then the front office, I mean, younger and athletic. And then you draft Denzel and you go get Rajon and Dwayne and you say, hey, we got three alphas. And Fred is just...
And we have three alphas and Fred. Hello,
and
Fred.
Fred.
Here's Fred.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Fred.
And the fan base.
These are my three alphas.
The fan base got sold a bill of goods a couple of years ago, but that's worn off by now, right?
Free tacos! I mean, it's
free
not
diabetes. Free diabetes.
Still.
Here comes Fred.
My point. Yeah, Fred. Fred, your guy Fred.
But
don't worry, he's stapled to your resume too, Mr. Man.
Glenwood Dave, you're on the score.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Did you put out the OG bat signal today, Jason?
Oh, yeah, all the old brothers calling up now. He's like, did someone say Turtle Top Van? What's up, Dave?
About one of my favorite players, Jimmy Butler.
All right.
And Jimmy Butler is part of a big three on a few teams, and there's a few teams that would take Jimmy Butler in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, Boston, Houston. I mean,
Jimmy Butler's a damn good player.
He's very good. He's part of a big three. That's what I'm saying. The second thing I need to say is any organization that signed Rondo, that clearly tells you what the Bulls are about. And third, and this is my last one, if Portland had said Jordan instead of Bowie, this would be 50 years. This Bulls organization is garbage. So if they don't start at the top, you can do anything you want to do with Jimmy Butler. When you look at the Bulls, that game where they blew a 25-point lead against Minnesota at home, somebody should have got fired that night. And that's all I got to say.
All right, Dave.
Thank you.
Duly noted. Duly noted.
No, come on.
Dave just started. It's like you pull the lawnmower plug cord and Dave just goes off. And if the Bulls hadn't drafted Jordan, they'd be gone. That's every barbershop in the city right there. The Bulls are racist. If the Bulls hadn't drafted Jordan, they'd be garbage. I don't root for them. I rooted for the Pistons. I rooted for the Lakers. I rooted for the Celtics over them damn Bulls. You got that old man up top not spending any of their damn money. You got a nerve to sign Rajon Rondo and Dwayne Wade's punk ass. I ain't with the Bulls. The Bulls can kiss my black ass.
I think we've got a new show character.
Right. Then he goes outside, starts driving his Uber. How you doing today, sir? Hey, where you want to go?
I have to be careful with this one, but talking about the importance of punctuation from the 630. Man.
That was really bad by me now that I think about
it. That was awesome. I'm glad this shocks me because this is a text from the 815 that says, I own Eats, Shoots, and Leaves. Great book. They have books at the 815 now?
See, now this is something that we weren't going to carry over into the new show. The 815 slander has got to stop.
Why?
It does.
It's so much fun, though.
It does.
I don't want to stop.
We haven't gotten any bobs, though.
And the 630 says also punctuation issues helping your Uncle Jack off a horse. Yes, another one. You want to make sure the punctuation, or at least certain words are capitalized. That if they're not capitalized, completely changes the meaning of the sentence.
Chris, right? Whose man's is this? Yours. He's yours. You got to understand. Nick comes into this babysitting.
I wouldn't have had this job if you hadn't left.
Nick comes into this. That is true. Nick comes into this babysitting me. You have him. All right, so anytime I present to you the hand, I did it the other day while you were talking, and Nicole was watching on watch670score.com. Oh, okay. She said she just started busting up because it's whose man's this hand? This is your man's right here, all right? He's dancing on that line.
He's
like out of probationary period, you know, Bernstein.
I gotta wear it, I guess. Hashtag Team Dan.
It's your man's right here.
He gives me the sort of the disappointed look.
Right.
He's like, got that.
Like, you're better than that.
Right. Like, he just, or like you're making me push a button. I had to sit up in my chair and do this when I otherwise wouldn't have had to do this. I'm already too busy.
For how many years now?
It's like Brendan McCaffrey. I'm doing 10 jobs around here and I'm yelling at you.
Dude. Even when he's...
Here's my Bret Hart impression.
He walked up to me the other day with the timesheet. He goes, I know you got a lot going on, and I know you can tell me to go to hell, but sign this when you get a chance to. I'm like, just give it
you
to me.
You don't have to preface everything. We're all, it takes 2 seconds.
I feel like Brendan is sending himself to an early grave the more he screams and the older he gets. And he stopped doing Coke last year. Well, he stopped drinking Coke last year. And then I see him with these giant mugs of Coca-Cola now. Like, he's back on the smack again.
No, I'm not. Glug, 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 glug.
Right. He's like, what happened? That's my guy. He had his CPAP going. He lost all the weight. He's a beautiful married man. All of a sudden, you jump into the new year, and he's tapping that vein looking for another hit.
The 847 says, I saw a motel right around Veterans Day, and on their marquee, it said, thank you to all that have served hot breakfast.
Hey man, it's an important job.
Thank you to all that have served hot breakfast.
Cold break. Don't even want no cold ass cereal in the morning.
That's great. Get a picture of that. That's spectacular.
I have no idea what happened here, but I'm glad it happened on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This moment.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your chance to run away with Big and Rich.
Big and Rich.
Run away with John Rich and Big Ken.
Big and Rich. And we're here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We want you to join us there.
Thanks to Twix.
Our friends at Twix, we just heard. They're going to pay airfare and hotel.
Left Twix, unmistakably cookie, caramel, and chocolate. Right Twix, distinctively caramel, chocolate, and cookie. And you could be rolling around on the beach of Punta Cana at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel. Punta Cana's rock star all-inclusive resort.
Service for everyone.
All-inclusive, awesome. For you, your bud, and Big and Rich.
Baby, when I look at you.
Fly round trip on Delta Airlines. See Big and Rich live. All thanks to Twix. Save a horse.
Let's ride a cowboy.
Log on escapewithbigandrich.com.
Go to escapewithbigandrich.com to enter.
Escapewithbigandrich.com and be a winner.
Escapewithbigandrich.com.
See you there.
Experience rock and roll decadence on the front row of paradise. Recharge your inner rock star by azure waters and white sand beaches. Amp up with unmatched style and service and $1,800 limitless resort credit for golf, spas, tours, and more. The all-inclusive Hard Rock Hotels in Cancun, Punta Cana, Vallarta, Riviera Maya, and coming soon, Los Cabos and Riviera Cancun. All day, all night, all included. Call 888-762-5002 or visit hrhallinclusive.com.
Have a chest freezer in the basement, and I'm still eating my way through it and surprising myself by remembering all the things that I have left to eat. And when your wife happens to be a vegetarian, it means more meat for you. If you're hosting the big game this year, it's perfect because you can get all this great food, and it's Omaha Steaks. You know it's Omaha Steaks. You knew it. You've heard me talk about it before, and I've heard from you on Twitter about how great it is. For only $49.99, you can get the favorite collection. You go to omahasteaks.com. You enter my code, DANB, in the search bar, and it takes you right to it. It's 79% off. Omaha Steaks is giving you, just for listening, you get this amazing offer. Here's what you get for just shy of $50. It's not even $50. Two filet mignon steaks, two top sirloin steaks, four boneless pork chops, four burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, four chicken fried steaks, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, a 16-ounce package of Omaha Steakhouse fries, four caramel apple tartlets, and four additional burgers for free. Every bit of that for $49.99. And you're trying to remember how to do it? It's easy. You go to omahasteaks.com. You enter Dan B in the search bar. It'll direct you to the favorite collection. You add it to your cart, and you got it. It's a 79% savings, and all that great food from Omaha Steaks, guaranteed to be a hit.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah, seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 1970, John Lennon wrote, recorded, and mixed Instant Karma in one day, making it one of the fastest released songs in pop music history. This week in 1972, Don McLean's album American Pie started a 7-week run at number one on the album chart. Prince made his TV debut on American Bandstand this week in 1980. MTV started broadcasting to the West Coast this week in 1983.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans,
one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Noah is hacked as he will go to the line. Turner picks up the foul.
Yes, oh, my goodness. Someone opened the door in the back. Kind of blew that ball up.
Yeah, that was right there the culmination of a frustrating season on that last free throw.
Highlight courtesy of TNT Sports. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. One of the worst free throws you will ever see in your life last night during the Knicks-Pacers game.
I know things happen. We've all been there. We've all had to think.
How do you miss the rim by that much?
But that's pretty pretty special for
your eyes should be closed when that happens.
Bo Kimble could make it with his eyes closed. Bo Kimble did one left-handed. Mm-hmm. Was it Jordan shot a couple with his eyes closed?
Jordan,
right?
Jordan did, I believe Juwan Howard was on the line, was on the free throw line, getting ready to box out for the rebound. And I think he challenged him to shoot it with his eyes closed, and he hit it. He did it a couple times, I think. Yeah, I think Mutombo one time challenged him as well. Yeah, I mean, once you get the muscle memory down, you know, the NBA players could probably make more than you'd believe with their eyes closed. But Joakim, one of the worst signings in NBA history. If you look at that deal, you look at what the market bared, you look at how much money was available to everybody, 4 years, $72 million for a guy who couldn't run anymore.
I called my Knicks guy when that was before it was even done, when it was being talked about. And I said, what is Phil doing? Come on. I said, just be real. What's he doing? And the answer I got from somebody who would know was likes his leadership, thinks he's a good locker room guy, likes his leadership.
Yeah, but you can get those for less than 72.
I said, it's that's actual money.
Yeah.
So that's $72 million. Said, you know, he's one of his knees doesn't work.
Right.
He's an energy guy who can't play that game anymore. And it's like Phil needs a television.
Yeah. You know, you can get those guys. That Knicks team had three of them at the end of their careers. And what was it? Kurt Thomas and Jason Kidd and Rasheed Wallace. The year that Melo was like top five in the MVP voting like a few years back. And J.R. Smith was playing great basketball. And the year that those three guys got off the end of that bench is when J.R. Smith started untying people's shoes. Like there's certain dudes you throw at the end of that bench, you know, to practice, but they're also to police the locker room a little bit.
Kurt Thomas did it here.
Yeah, he did.
At the very end of his career.
OG Scissorhands.
On a really good Bulls team.
And Lindsey Hunter as well.
Yeah. Old Man Buckets.
Yeah.
The original Old Man Buckets. Yeah. You know, Adrian Griffin was one of those.
Yep.
But you can't play him too many minutes. You know, you sort of take him out of the box and unfold him and shake him off and put him out there
when
you need
to. Show young guys how to be a pro.
How to practice. Mm-hmm. How to carry yourself at practice.
How to go out and go home at a decent hour. Because, you know, you're going to go out. That's one of the things that I think, you know, we don't realize or talk about enough. Guys going to go out. Guys going to enjoy themselves. Guys going to enjoy their fame, enjoy their money, enjoy their youth. But it's the guys who are there closing down the club as opposed to the guys who leave, you know, a couple of hours before it closes. Like, there's a way to do it, especially in this city now where there's nowhere to go and not be seen.
Nobody is better at that, and even from a young age, than Dwayne.
Oh yeah,
Dwayne. When it came, he loves
side room.
Loves going mm-hmm. out. I mean, he's always out.
Mm-hmm.
Always out. Always at restaurants, clubs. You know, even you know he's got ownership in some place. I know there's a place here mm-hmm. that he was involved in, but he's not out in the parking lot as people are filing out at the end of the night.
And
he's long gone.
He's got all his treatment stuff at his home too, where you know his electric stim and. He sleeps in those weird chambers and all those kinds
with
of
Tom
things.
Tom Chambers.
Can I see you in my chambers, Tom?
No, Wally, yeah. You're here too? Yep.
No, so yeah, the older dudes who understand how to take care of their body and how to party, like how to go out and have yourself, you know, a bottle of wine with your wife and stay out till 11:30 midnight.
You can't drink like in college anymore. None of us can.
I get more than a glass of anything in me and I got a headache. I feel like an old man. Like it got really bad because of this pregnancy because I stopped drinking to try to do the whole, you know, hey, you're not drinking. I'm not going to drink. And all I did was like eat everything sweet and my tolerance went to crap. Like I drink more than one scotch and it's, you know, it's bedtime for me.
I mean, I can't
believe. Not even on some drunk stumbling stuff. Like my head isn't right. Even with the good stuff.
You know, I can't, brown liquor. I just don't feel good the next day.
Because of all the toxins.
I don't know what it is. My body just doesn't respect. I don't think I ever really.
So you're better with vodka or or clear liquor than
I generally don't drink.
Are you one of those? He's one of those brothers. Oh man, I can't. That gin will make you sin, or that dark stuff. Oh, I can't. I drink Hennessy and I just turn into a different dude. It's like, no, you're probably that dude before you sip some Hennessy.
I'm more a wine guy than anything else. Yeah. It's just there's something more at this stage of my life is more civilized about it. But there are.
Did you say more civilized?
It just feels more civilized.
You can get hit over the head with a bottle of wine as quick as you can a bottle of champagne. What you talking about, Willis?
One of my college mates like, do you remember the night where like it started and we were this and then we ended up at Meredith College and then we hitchhiked? I'm like, we did?
Right.
It's like, yeah.
Can't believe it.
You don't remember that? Or they said, well, we went to the College Broadcasters Conference in Providence and we were doing tequila shots all day and then we got kicked out of Ted Turner's speech and then we ended up at some other school in New Hampshire or something. I don't know.
Just hearing it now makes you tired.
Right. I'm like, oh, really? And that was one of those things where if there was like a plastic pipe and a glowing ember and somebody handed it to me, I'd smoke it.
Is he Kit Kat and Indian?
Well, no, it was never crack. Like, hey, somebody's getting passed around. You're like, what's this? I don't know. Okay,
Dan Washburn all of a sudden. Like, what are you
if
doing?
If you're just in a room, you just go, okay, what's this? Okay, sure.
A plastic pipe.
Sure, whatever. What the hell?
Glowing embers.
It's not like a, right.
So if it glows, he will smoke it.
Right. You trusted that you were with cool people and everything would be fine and you wouldn't have to.
And then you end up in Debo's chicken coop. You got to be careful what you're really smoking out there, man.
Well, sometimes you're like, hey. And I thought, this tastes really weird. The kid's like, that's because it's opium.
Hey, did you get that talk when you went to college?
Which one?
I had never had the drugs talk with my parents. My mom, when she dropped me off, she's like, and don't let anybody make your drink. And I was like, okay. And as soon as she left, I was like, who wants to make me a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Come on through to Boomer 3. We're going to have a good time in room 15 or wherever I'm at. We're going to play video games and smoke Reggie. And, you know,
I didn't get
we didn't have a lot of money to get the high-grade weed back then.
The only talk that I got was you must maintain a 3.5 grade average.
I wish I would have got that talk.
That was it. They said you're not going to, so you're, you know, no worries unless you slip beneath a 3.5 rolling grade average at any point.
There you go.
That was it.
It is. Do whatever you need to do. Play like a man, work like a man.
Graduated 3.5002.
Did you? So I bet you kept the promise.
3.5002. Yes. Right.
Are you
on the
all
line.
Of a sudden you turn into Lacey J. Banks. 002.
Do my little dance.
Right, yep. Exactly.
See, I will dance. I'm proud.
Because you don't have to, and you don't have to wear the taste mask either.
I would though.
Would you?
Actually, I'm going to Popeyes tonight.
There's nothing wrong with eating Popeyes. It's the best fast food chicken franchise in the nation.
Yeah, he's got a thing where post hockey practice, he'll just destroy Popeyes.
Yeah,
as you're
supposed to.
And I,
you walk in there and be like, hey, give me 6 pieces of spicy. Hurry up. You gotta walk in like you walked into like a Brooklyn bodega. Hurry up, mother. Hurry up. Hurry up. I'm the outside. Hurry up. Beat your ass. Jason Bernstein is just yelling. Right. All you see is the security camera.
My only issue.
A little 12, 13 year old Jewish kid.
The issue I've got is that he likes the strips. And I'm saying you gotta get chicken on the bone. You don't go to a chicken place like this to get strips. You get strips at Denny's. You don't go to Popeyes to get chicken strips.
I mean, you know.
And like five.
What generation is he? I don't even. He's not a millennial. So what is he? What do they call this generation? Is there a name for it? Jerks,
right. And then it's just like more Louisiana hot sauce than you can possibly believe.
Oh,
it's like
he's one of those.
You can't even see what's
left. What is he, a smoker?
It's packets and packets and packets of Louisiana. Just everything in the box. It just not even looking. It's like the fries and the thing. And then he just 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, over everything.
We used to go to Chicken Shack.
The biscuit.
In Evanston. And my mom used to call. She's like, this is Drunken Man Chicken. And I had no idea what she was talking about. It's because back in the day, you know, the alcoholics get that grease up off your system. You had as much, I mean, get that liquor out of your system. You had as much grease and as much salt and everything to drown out the food and so it can come back up as you get back to your drinking.
I've got some issues with a lot of the
really?
Science here.
No.
Yes. I'm going to have to
you've
investigate.
You've never heard of alcoholics to make themselves feel better. Getting that bile
I
off
big,
their stomach.
A big meal of greasy food. I just didn't know that the sauce and the salt had anything.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Mm. I can teach you some things. I know some people who have run afoul of drugs before.
That would be like the Andrew Zimmern in, where was he? He was in
Cambodia.
No. It was in Mexico.
Frog toenails or something.
No, whatchamacallit. The one right across from San Diego, right across the border where we took the Mexicoch. And there's a place where all the cab drivers would go, and like at the end of their shifts, all this restaurant had were fried chicken necks and habanero hot sauce.
Yeah.
That was it. And they looked awesome. Yeah. It looked so
After
good.
After one, your butt is like, please don't do this to me anymore, because I'm about to pay you back in the stall.
But the butt doesn't know.
That's the thing. And what the butt doesn't know.
Let's go.
You must have quit.
What?
I don't know.
It's the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, if you're looking for a place for fans to buy and sell tickets, well, there's only one option, and it's SeatGeek. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. I use it all the time. I was just looking at some games here in town you might be interested in. If you want to see a pro basketball team play here in town, tickets starting at $18. It's for a game next week. A hockey, same thing. Here next week, tickets starting at $47. There's a college basketball game this week. Tickets are starting at $7 on SeatGeek. See, what SeatGeek does is they price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites, so that ensures you get the best deal possible. SeatGeek does all the work, and you save all the time and all the money, and we love that. SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck, too. This is what I love most about the SeatGeek app. When you open the venue you're going to, you'll see green dots and red dots. The green dots, the bigger the dot, the better the value. The green ones are the ones you start with, and they're given a grade based on value by SeatGeek. So it saves you even more time when you're looking